To illustrate the power of choice and to illustrate the promise and the commitment that Microsoft has in the area of connected ecosystem, I want to actually invite Ben here on stage to demonstrate you how it all works together and how that connected ecosystem actually delivers to the concrete needs of our customers today. Ben.
Thanks, Carol. Over the next few minutes, I'll demonstrate how you can build your own connected ecosystem of customers and suppliers using an internet-facing self-service solution that integrates directly over the internet with Dynamics CRM and is built on the Microsoft Web Platform. Shall we have a look, Carol?
Yes, let's take a look, Ben.
So as you can see, we're using an internet portal here, an internet website that was built by a Microsoft Gold partner called ADX Studio. And they've built this system using their content management system, but they also have integrated directly with Dynamics CRM. I'll play the role of an attendee at this fictitious conference. I'm going to register.
So this is conference website.
Exactly. There's a content related to that, but there's also a registration process. When I try to register, the first thing it does is it asks me to sign in, and I'll sign in. We're using Live ID here, and of course, I'll enter my password. We're using Live ID because that allows us to take advantage of the Live ID infrastructure without harming the privacy of that information. You'll notice that as I've logged in, it actually has pulled in my contact information. And the reason for that is because I'm an existing attendee of previous conferences, it's able to retrieve that information directly from the back office Dynamics CRM system over the cloud. Now, of course, Dynamics CRM is very good at maintaining contact type information, but we're also using it here to maintain transactional type information. So, for instance, different types of registration type information or options that you may have for the conference. Now, when we think of connected ecosystem, you also have to think about the suppliers that are involved.
Right.
In this case, the conference has an existing business partnership with a company called EasyGDS. This is a live service available over the internet that allows you to do travel booking. And so I'll search for some flights here. The value here, of course, is for the end user, that they're actually able to book flights at the same time that they're registering.
So it's consistent experience. One service talks to another service, and the end result to customer, it's all seamless. It's all in front of them.
Exactly.
As if it was right here.
It's the connected ecosystem in action there, because you have all three of these systems in the cloud, all of them communicating directly. To the end user, it's completely seamless. It looks like one system.
That's great.
Now, we could do the same thing for hotels and cars, but that's the same, very similar experience. So I'm going to skip ahead to the confirmation. And the confirmation here is just sort of a last step where you're able to pull all of the information in to allow the attendee to confirm it. Of course, we've saved all of that in Dynamics CRM, and
right.
So it's pulling it directly from Dynamics CRM. And so I'm able to see all of the information. Of course, this information can then be used and emailed to the attendee,
right.
But I can also use it because it's in CRM. I can do things like manage my business. I can do analytics and so on. It's now dropped me off in the attendee portal. This is a portal that's built with Microsoft
Silverlight
2.0. And of course, by doing that, we have this interesting and even exciting experience that allows end users to look at different types of information. So for instance, here I'm looking at the itinerary that I just booked, those different flights that I just booked. By making this an exciting experience, we hope that attendees will take advantage of it. Of course, again, here we're looking at a connected ecosystem. We're pulling different pieces of information from different services on the internet. Maps from Live Maps, weather from a weather service, social information from a social network.
Sounds like a good experience.
Exactly. And that's what's something that Silverlight provides to developers, so they can build that sort of thing.
So we'll look at what's happening on the back office.
I was hoping you'd ask for that. So here, obviously, as I've mentioned, Dynamics CRM has been going on in the background. Now, in this case, we're using a partner-hosted solution. We're actually hosting with a local provider by the name of Alpha People, a Microsoft partner that does that sort of thing, and that gives us a power of choice. So we could host this on-premise, but of course, we can also host it in the cloud using partner hosting service. One of the things you'll notice here is that this doesn't actually include the typical sales, service, and marketing type solutions that you see with CRM. Of course, CRM is very good at that, but in this case, we've customized it highly to do what we need for our own business. So we're using the Dynamics CRM platform rather than the Dynamics CRM application. And of course, you can see here how I'm using that platform to drive the internet-facing customer self-service portal. Here we can see the different pieces of information, the starting date and the completion date and the nearest airport. This is what we actually used when we were doing that flight booking. The other thing you may notice here is that there's 20,000 expected attendees to this conference.
Big conference.
It's a big conference, yeah. And of course, that internet-facing portal has to be able to handle that right. kind of volume. We have kind of peace of mind there because one of the things I didn't mention, let me switch over here. One of the things I didn't mention is that that internet-facing portal was actually being hosted in a new service that we announced called Windows Azure.
And so Windows, this is technology preview of Azure services that we announced at PDC.
Exactly, just a few weeks ago. And so we're actually hosting that website. So Windows Azure allows you to host, it allows you to scale your application, it also allows you to manage your application using the Microsoft Data Center. Now, of course, the application we built can be deployed in either on-premise, in a partner-hosted facility, or in the Windows Azure. What Windows Azure allows you to do is to scale very quickly, very easily. And so...
So here you can literally go and, I guess, increase the number of servers that
exactly.
are deployed.
You can see that we only have one server here. Of course, one server is great when you're testing, but when you're ready to deploy, in my case, I may do a marketing campaign and start seeing much more volume. We need to scale that up. And I could very quickly configure that to go up to 20 servers or 30 servers or even 100 servers.
That's great.
Now, of course, the benefit there is that I don't have to go out and purchase that equipment. I don't have to make that capital expenditure. Microsoft has invested billions of dollars in data centers all around the world, and as a result, I can take advantage of that when I need it, when my conference is coming up. When my conference is scaling back after the conference, I can scale that back.
Scale it back down. And
I don't have to worry about that expenditure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So over the past few minutes, I've shown you how you can take advantage. You can build your own connected ecosystem of customers and suppliers using, in this case, a Windows Azure site that connects directly with Dynamics CRM and uses the Microsoft Web platform. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Thanks, Carol.
Great demonstration. Well, it's a great example of how we can leverage power of choice. Instance of Dynamics CRM hosted by Microsoft partner, giving our customers who would use that system full advantage of depth of functionalities in CRM system on customer management, but also full advantage of reduced total cost. Also great advantage of integrated innovation where Windows Azure that was announced only 3 weeks ago is now coming into play and being increasingly used across Microsoft and truly becoming platform of choice for software plus services delivered by Microsoft and Microsoft partners.